On July 14, 2003, I was asked about the increasingly harsh words I was using about George W. Bush in my campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. Specifically, I was asked, if President Bush were held to the same standards as President Clinton had been, would he be impeached? I've been in politics long enough to know a dangerous question when I hear one, so I tried to answer diplomatically. I said that impeachment was not a realistic outcome, that impeachment proceedings are conducted by the House of Representatives, and in a Republican-controlled House, it wasn't likely those proceedings would ever be started. I added that the decision to remove a leader from office, what most people think about when they think about impeachment, is made by the U.S. Senate. And so my answer to the question of impeachment was that the American people had the opportunity to compress both stages of the process by voting to remove George W. Bush from office on the first Tuesday in November 2004. I should have moved on to the next question, but instead continued, if the standard of impeachment that the Republicans set for Bill Clinton, that a personal, consensual relationship was the basis for impeachment, would not a president who knowingly deceived the American people about something as important as going to war meet the standard of impeachment? The result was the same as if I had said simply yes. Of course the answer was yes. It ignited a small firestorm. I had introduced the idea of impeachment into the presidential debate, and my comments were being represented as a call for George W. Bush's impeachment. Lost in the brouhaha is the fact that I have no shortage of reasons to believe the American people have been ill-served by President Bush, ranging from the economy to the environment. Because the scope of this book is limited to the issues of intelligence and terrorism, I would like to lay out the 11 reasons that I found in my work as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee and co-chair of the Joint Inquiry into Intelligence Community Activities before and after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. After he was briefed in August 2001 that Al-Qaeda was making preparations consistent with hijackings, the president did not take executive action to alert the Federal Aviation Administration, the Department of Defense, or other agencies that might have used this information to harden commercial aviation against an attack.